Trouble double double, trouble swing double. To come, Rosie, tell me to come. So she didn't have a daughter, she did have a son. She said the lift doesn't work, run up the stairs and come. And if you don't come quick, you're not gonna know that's fun. So I grab a bunch of rose and I started to run. Here I come, whoa. 2 months later, she said, come and get your son. Cause I don't want your baby to come tie me down. Now because you are old and I am young. Yes, while I'm young, yes, I wanna have some fun. Run me down, shouldly waddle.
Swing, Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller. Is that Barry Levington?
Barrington Levy.
Barrington Levy. I got it right. Yeah. Barry Levington.
And we are three guys on. We're right back at you. Sitting with us today, we have Brother Darkness.
Yes, Rua Mianir, sir. Wan Bieber.
Who is Jamaican? Who is bringing you in with a...
This is actually Romaine singing. He's so Jamaican.
Bringing you with a strange of Barrington Levy.
Yeah.
I'm broader than Broadway. Swing.
This is so, it's easy to do. Just a Jamaican
what?
A Jamaican nursery rhyme where you roll the L's and you add L's to it. And so this is like easy for people to do in Jamaica.
But they don't do it.
That was like past the Dutchie on the left hand side.
Yeah.
Nobody knew it was a pot. They didn't know the Dutch is a pot.
It was actually a pot, not drugs.
Yeah.
It was actually past the food.
It's a, right.
Yeah. But you say Dutchie. Yes. Yeah.
People think
Dutch
weed.
Pot. Yeah. My dad had this awful looking Dutch pot too. The thing is, like, they're great to cooking, but then you can't hold it with anything. Like, even if you had, you know, the muffs, the oven mitts.
The oven mitts, yeah.
It would just be so hot that it would be hot right through the oven mitt. I burned oven mitts.
At some point, someone said, let's design a better pot, guys.
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
And then the weed heads the heat. Got a hold of that song in Jamaica and passed the ganja from the left-hand side.
Yo.
Swing!
Ganja is pot.
It is pot.
Not a pot. It is pot.
Legal in D.C. for the moment.
Yep.
To possess. Not to sell, to possess.
Not to possess.
No, they're gonna have the big businesses come in and sell it.
Not to sell. I'm surprised who hasn't got behind that yet. Who's into alt food?
Who's into what?
Alt food? Yeah. Nabisco.
Nabisco.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't tried to get in the weed game yet.
Oh, they all have some small company underneath them.
Like Nabisco. Or some other company like that. I'm surprised they haven't tried to get into it yet. Get into the weed game yet.
Oh, they're in it. They just have a subsidiary that you don't know is linked.
Nabisco or Kraft.
Yeah.
Kraft, Mac, right. And Weed.
Yeah.
Don't they own the grocery store?
Somebody like that. Entenmann's. How they're not pushing it is beyond me.
DiGiorno with weed.
DiGiorno.
Oh yeah, like the cookie.
I wonder if they tried to though. Sure they did.
The pizza cookie point. And like, like
well, because it's not, because they have to ship their products interstate, and not every state has legal weed yet. So, but they will.
Well, who, like, I would, maybe they don't, because they see they probably see the potential in the, you know, it becoming legal, but also they have like solid profits with. Middle
they
America.
They just laying in the cut right now. Yeah,
they're waiting. Like right. in
waiting.
Colorado.
They got commercials made. They just don't. They got probably commercials made with Jimi Hendrix and all kind of.
They've already all kind bought of the dead, rights.
Yeah, they've already made commercials with prominent weed.
Oh, of course.
Hi, I'm Cheech.
Hey, what's going on?
Cheech.
When he was 22.
Yeah, he recorded.
He probably made commercials.
Who sings on the road again? Willie Nelson,
oh,
yeah.
Cheech, you know, the other guy.
Chong.
Oh, Chip Helfer.
The one in trouble with
with the weed.
How did Cheech not get in trouble with
He didn't smoke that much.
Smart.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's Canadian, wasn't he?
Chong was the real deal.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, Chong was Canadian.
Oh, yeah. But he got caught with paraphernalia. It wasn't even
he
like,
sells bombs.
He was selling bombs.
Stand-up
yeah.
shows. It's yeah. like he got caught because someone bought a ticket to his show. Like, it's not like he was hiding it. He was like, hey, buy the Chong Bong. And the cops are like, you can't do that. You can't sell drug paraphernalia.
I can't? Why not?
But they'll say, arrest. I think they'll say like, you know, oh, it's a, this is just like those places where you can buy a bowl or a bong. They'll say, this is for tobacco use.
Yes.
And whatever you do with it is up to you.
Smoke tobacco in style.
Yeah. Yeah, no yeah, one smokes yeah. tobacco. If you smoke tobacco out of a bong, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah,
something's
you
wrong.
You are a piece of shit. Very That's like smoking tobacco out of a hookah pipe. Like, really?
Yeah. Well,
we're not
isn't
in some
that
little
tobacco?
Hookah. We're not in some little hookah
it's just
store.
Flavored.
Take
right?
it to the fucking. Take that shit to the fucking house and just put that weed in there. Quit fucking around, man.
Go corn cob pipe, old school Popeye.
That's a
style.
Stupid thing. Me and my wife were talking about that. That we walked by hookahs. So she said she tried it in New York. I've tried it here. I'm like, it's like smoking incense. It's dumb.
Right next to the draft house.
Just sit there puffing on. That's why we talked about it, because we walked by that place at the next to the draft.
Is it right next to it?
Yeah. Right next
they
to it. What's the name
hookah.
Of that restaurant?
The new
they
place?
In, yeah, yeah, they got a hookah back in the okay. back.
They got like a clear.
Looks like a fishbowl.
A clear room.
I would say yeah. their name, but they're not a sponsor. So.
Yeah, there you go. Looks like a fishbowl.
You know, we should stop saying people's stuff, yeah. people's names, until they start sponsoring us.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Willie Nelson.
Yeah. yeah. Well, not that.
Or whoever he is.
I mean, you looked at the thing and you see him, I said, oh, they are back in there, because I knew it was Moroccan.
Yeah.
And I looked in there and I said, oh, they're back there smoking the hookahs. I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
All right.
Mm. It's like smoking incense.
Right. Well, yeah, it's flavored tobacco. It's yeah, this is right. apple. This is great. This is like apple.
Yay! I'm getting nothing.
This is like
right. I feel nothing out of yeah. this.
I'm getting
you're getting high off being lightheaded. That's really what it is.
Yeah,
just getting lightheaded. Oh man,
do you? Well, you're drinking. You usually, you're drinking along with it. So
it's the conversation and the fun of right. sitting around talking. It's
isn't
like all the
crazy
that go to the coffee shop. Yeah. And sit around and drink coffee together all day. It's the community right. aspect of it.
Right.
There's that Starbucks right up there, up 7.
Yeah,
they
all those dudes stay out
loads
there.
Ethiopians, just
and it's a seven. It is a Starbucks right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, do they do the same thing up there?
No, this yeah. is the white one.
Oh, that's
right. They go up. You go up 7 further. This shopping center right by
yeah,
us,
the Bradley,
right
there,
Bradley.
Yeah,
center.
The Bradley Center.
But they don't have outdoor seating. The one down the street
has outdoor seating.
Outdoor seating.
Seating.
And they let you know they be outdoors too.
They be
no
out.
Shoes, no socks.
I bet there's a lot
nothing.
Of catcalling going on at that yeah. Starbucks.
I doubt it.
In Amharic, the Amharic language, so nobody understands it.
No,
they're like, oh, he's so nice.
I said I want to put it.
A lot of cab drivers on their break.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going on
yeah.
there.
A lot of cabs just pulled up sitting there. Because there's a liquor mm-hmm. store right there that I go into sometimes.
There's
got
a liquor store.
Liquor store.
And there's a tight ass Ethiopian restaurant right up the street, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, on the other
yes.
side.
I forgot the name. It starts with an M.
I performed at that place because it's like a sports bar.
No, 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 no. Wait a minute. What's the name?
Across the street from there, there's like an Ethiopian sports bar-y type place. And Herbie hooked me up with a gig.
Down by the FedEx store.
Yes.
Yeah.
Past the FedEx store.
Up. There's a bank
Babylon
there, right?
Cafe. Babylon Cafe.
Not that one.
Is what it's called.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Is there
you're,
one?
Yeah. No, no, no. I mean,
Ethiopians
if you keep going
too.
Up, you know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the other side, which is Carlin
Chili's
Springs.
Is?
Carlin Springs, the
okay.
other side.
Okay.
Yeah, if you keep going, there's a bank
about.
Over to the right.
Yeah.
And you keep going down, there's an Ethiopian restaurant there. Okay. Yeah. You're talking about 7, which has the DSW.
Come up, the DSW.
Yeah.
DSW.
Right.
That's,
yeah, okay.
That's
right.
Starbucks right by that DSW.
I got yeah.
CC's Pizza.
CC's Pizza's over there.
Which I went in and it's so bad.
It's
oh,
terrible.
CC's is
it's
horrible.
Always, why
go
is it
when you want to hurt yourself?
When you hate yourself, yeah, go to CC's Pizza.
It's sticky. Everything's sticky in that place. It's because it's like all these kids running around.
Yeah. Table,
everything, pizza,
the pizza,
the food is sticky. What is this? Who
cares?
I hate myself.
Yeah. Everything.
I
hate myself to the tune of $5.99.
Right, it's all you can eat.
Toys R Us
pizza
is
buffet.
Over there.
Burlington Co. Factory is
Burlington
over there.
Burlington.
Yeah,
there's a DSW in a Burlington.
Yeah,
DSW
is around
the
other
side. As the
DSW is over by Value City Furniture.
TJ Maxx is right there.
Burlington Furniture.
Burlington is on the same side as Foot Locker. And
CC's Pizza.
And CC's Pizza. Is
there's
are, like,
a Chili's
in a
over there.
Great American Buffet.
So Chili's is on the other side of the street.
They're on the left.
On the
other
side, yeah.
Okay, we're they're on the left.
Over by
I
the
never
Giant.
Go on the left. Okay.
Over by the
what
Giant.
What the hell?
There's a lot of shit over there.
On the right.
It's like middle America's
that's a Giant
dream
I go to,
over there.
Since my Safeway closed.
Yeah.
But
we've been going there too.
That's the Ethiopian spot, the Starbucks. All that is in a row. There's an Advanced Auto Parts or whatever.
We bought that chair from the grocery store right next
giant.
To that. There's a grocery store right next
giant.
To the Starbucks.
Where's this Giant?
You know where Target is? Right across the street from
right
that.
Directly across from
that shopping
Target.
Center. Verizon store.
There's a Giant in there?
Yeah,
that's where the Babylon is.
A 24-hour giant.
See, that does this.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I've been there.
None of
my
this
bad.
Sounds like a mall. It sounds like a living person just growing new parts.
No, you
like,
know, we're talking about the span of two blocks.
Yeah, it's barely two blocks.
We're talking
it's
about
like a football
yeah.
field size.
The,
yes.
the Chili's side, I never go over there. There's a pawn shop over there.
I've gone
there's
to that pawn
Chili's
shop
over there
because I've gone to the Chili's. So I'm like, let me go to this.
And there's a little chicken spot, a little Peruvian chicken.
I've gone
spot.
In there too.
That's
but the
good.
One on the other yeah. side is better.
What? Edie's chicken and steak.
Edie's.
I've
better.
Seen Edie's. Yeah, I've seen
it's
that
better.
Name.
But
I think the other one was
Eddy.
I've only been there once.
Okay,
why are we giving product placement? See, you just did it again. I'm telling you, man, we got to get.
How do our listeners know that they didn't pay for all this?
That's how we get. That's how we get.
I got my tattoo at that shop by the Edie's, right next to that tiny little. Yeah. Church,
yeah.
There's a tattoos just place right next to it. I'm gonna go get three more.
What
right
you should do before you post this podcast, you want to go over to these stores and be like, look, we got you on this.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna talk business after this. We're gonna talk. We keep promoting all these people.
See,
we promote the Draft House every week.
Yeah.
See, and it's already look, it's on wax basically. Just,
where
go,
have we
just
seen,
go in there and be like, look,
where
we're
have
seen
we most of our listeners?
Yeah. Hey, can I speak to Edie?
Most of all, yeah. Where Edie at? Shit.
Where she at?
Oh, get she died money. 10 years ago?
She came down in a little wheelchair.
It's your grandmother's name.
A little electric wheelchair.
It's okay. It's okay, Edie.
You got to come up with something.
We'll keep promoting.
Edie, we'll take payment chicken for
it. You know how I did that Babylon? Yeah, you know how I did the Babylon gig?
That is true.
Was this girl that Herbie knew.
Fine black girl. That Herbie knew?
Herbie somehow knew her. I put her in one of my jokes. That's how fine she was while she was there. Herbie somehow.
Every girl in Randolph's jokes is fine.
Isn't that weird?
Vibe.
She's
you
either
got
fine,
it.
She's either fine or really ugly.
Yeah.
One of the other, no middle ground.
There's no middle ground. No gray areas.
They wanted Herbie to perform for them. And Herbie was like, oh,
so they sent her.
To do. So Herbie asked me to do it. Herbie didn't want to fuck with older black people.
He don't
that
want
were
to do
awesome
that.
Because it was a jazz band playing, and I basically opened for the jazz band. So I did an hour in front of the jazz band, and the
God
jazz band closed
damn.
It out, and the jazz band did 2 hours. And we did it in that place, that
Babylon.
Ethiopian, that Babylon cafe.
They show a lot of soccer games.
It was old, yeah.
Is
it was older black people.
I've been to Babylon. Yeah. Is it a restaurant?
It's a restaurant. It's a sports bar restaurant.
I didn't know there was a restaurant in there.
And I was just on the floor. And here's the funny thing is this girl brought us in.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, there's some girl that works with them. They were like, okay, she's going to sing a gospel song. Because I was standing there talking to the band. And they were like, she's going to sing a gospel song. And me and the band leader, we looked at each other. We were like, all right. And then she went up. And she was great. And we were like, because when I got on stage, first thing I said was, I'm so glad you sang good. Because we were praying you were going to be bad. We were praying you were bad. Because I was going to clown the shit out of you. But you were great. And then afterwards,
silver and gold.
She sang
silver and gold.
She sang
I'd rather have Jesus.
She sang an Anita Baker song with the band afterwards.
Okay.
I told her, I said, you should sing a song with the band afterwards. Because while I was on, I was like, you should sing a song with them when we're done. And she was like, what song? And I was like, just soon as Anita Baker song. I can't think of the name of that song.
Anaconda.
Yeah, do Anaconda.
Yeah.
It's a Anita Baker song. It has a great hook, and
I want to say "Caught Up in a Rapture of Love," but that's like
It wasn't. It was one of the faster ones.
One of the faster ones.
Yeah, and she got up and sang that with him, and then she was like, "We got to go on a road together." You guys like you speak it into existence. I did an hour, and then it was nice. It was a good show, and I called out that girl in one of the songs because she had a fat ass.
Isn't that funny? That's all it takes for a girl to be fine.
And I was saying how I like girls. I was saying how I like girls with big. Oh, no, she was real fine, but she.
Other than that, the
but
ass too.
The capper
was the ass.
She had a fat ass, and I said, you know, I like girls, little waisted girls with big butts like Sheila.
Right, and the
everybody
crowd
started
like,
laughing.
Yeah,
exactly. Everybody started laughing.
Yeah.
The other girls been so long.
Mm.
They saying been so long. Been so long. The band was great, and Herbie was scared because it was older black people.
Yeah. Herbie, what's wrong with you?
I mean, but you know, scared. you gotta do it before you can really do it. You know what I mean?
Well, I've done a bunch of those, so
it
wasn't nothing to me.
No, he ain't gonna do that shit.
I know.
I've done those before. They're not fun. they can be rough.
Charming's daughter.
Yeah.
Trying to raise her.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Randolph's
Till they get bigger.
So they can raise themselves after that?
Till they can raise themselves. Till they become women.
Yeah, I don't tell nobody with kids what to do anymore. Like, I don't. Yeah. I mean, I've never did in the first place, but it was more like I step back even more. Like, I don't even make a face when something goes down. I stonewall face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Because they're looking at you like, you got some judgment? Like, no. You got some judgment to pass along?
No.
I'll judge the shit out of people with kids. Especially if you go to the movies at 11 o'clock at night and there's a fucking baby in there. I won't say anything.
Baby in the bar or little kid in the bar. Yeah. That's always the worst.
No socks on.
You know what?
A little barefoot kid.
Yeah. I've done shows with people with kids in there. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, what are you doing with your kids in there?
Let me not say.
What are you doing with your kids?
Let me not say Herbie was scared. I don't want people to misunderstand. Because Herbie is one of the three guys on Family. Listen, what it is that when you're not used to doing a certain type of show, you become apprehensive about it.
Yeah.
Because you feel like it's an audience that you don't understand. Right. I personally have no problem getting up in front of any type of audience because I've been doing it longer than Herbie. I have no problems getting up in front of any type of audience.
He's been doing it a long time, but his act is more specific to like an age group.
It's a very specific thing, and mine is really not.
Yeah.
And I don't really have a problem getting in front of anybody. I don't give a fuck one way or the other. Mm.
You were talking to Herbie like the Thriller video where he was like, I'm not scared. And you were like, yeah.
You were scared.
You were scared.
You were scared.
I wasn't scared.
You were scared.
You were scared.
It's close to midnight.
Yeah, you were scared.
Herbie was walking. Why are you walking away? Why are you walking away?
Did she do anything else? What's her name? Ola?
Ola Ray. She made a song like 3 years ago, a tribute to Michael Jackson. It was sad.
Was it really? Yeah.
She was in Playboy.
Yeah.
Looking nice.
Ola Ray.
Looking nice. That was a good gig, though. It was a good spot. They actually called me again.
They always pay well.
Price had gone up.
Yeah, and they were like,
and they were like, they were trying to get me on the low end. And
you want to book me? What, are you scared? Yeah.
You scared.
You scared.
We never did this before.
You scared.
This is Ola Ray.
I hope you guys like it.
Is this her song?
Ola Ray, yeah. Oh, no. His her tribute to Michael Jackson. It's called Remember. Oh, this is after he died, I believe.
This is going
to
be horrific.
Oh, yeah.
Picture of her and Mike.
From the Thriller video.
From the set. She's collapsing onto
a CGI bed.
CGI bed. She dropped a picture.
Is it?
Hey, where are you at?
I'll be there in a minute.
Oh, my God. They don't even make that car anymore.
Is that a Ford?
It's a Thunderbird.
Thunderbird.
One of those convertible Thunderbirds.
The Thunderbird.
Nice legs. She's still. Woo. Nice ass. Oh, shit. The shit is see-through. Thanks, Ola.
Is she married?
I don't know. She's probably three times divorced.
And there's the moon.
Yeah.
From the Thriller video. She's walking. This is some cheesy shit.
Yeah. You were scared.
She's got a mask on for some reason.
See, why didn't she just team up with Harold Ramis and do the same thing again? Why didn't she go?
No one wants to work with her.
No.
She's going to start singing in a minute.
They're just doing this in someone's basement, put some fog on it.
It looks like it.
Green screen. A lot of green screen action.
That's not even fog. That's an effect.
Is she going to start singing now?
Screen
that's
is
a Michael
completely
Jackson
black.
Sound right there. That's like that.
Do you remember?
Wow. 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 Oh. 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 Oh my God.
Romaine, that's the only musician here. Do you want to comment?
I'm gonna try and take the high road and say that everyone grieves in their
own
way.
Take the high road, man. Take the low road.
This shit sucks so bad. This is at some point, she doesn't have any real friends.
Romaine, what are you
scared?
You're scared.
I'm not. I would.
Is there a hook? There it is.
Wow.
Do you know who she sounds like? She sounds like when Vanity was on The Last Dragon. Remember that song Vanity was singing on The Last Dragon? She sounds like that.
You got it.
You got it.
I don't know the word. What does it say?
See if you can find the opening song from The Last Dragon and tell me she don't sound like that.
I just watched that last weekend. So that,
for the first time?
Great. No.
Oh, okay.
That movie got me through so much.
You mean again?
That movie is great.
Ukisaki hazaki su. You suck it to me. I suck it to you.
That is the most racist shit.
Yeah.
And it had
it's Vanity from The Last Dragon.
Andy is currently quiet right now.
He did not. I got nothing to add to that.
You suck it to me.
Vanity, seventh, is it Seventh Heaven?
Like sake wine.
I think so.
Yeah.
You're hot like sake wine.
He put a glove on. That song.
Yeah.
That is it. Wow.
This is her coming down from the ceiling.
I found the place. Finally found Seventh Heaven song. To go if you want
to get in. This might be, I think this is better than Ole Ray, but yeah, not by
it's
much.
A little bit better.
A little bit better.
Because you know this is a joke.
All right, a friend of mine pointed this out to me. But have you noticed that she got like zero chest?
No, none.
It's Vanity? Like, Vanity, I didn't notice that when I first watched it as a kid, even the other times I watched it afterwards, but she's got like nothing going on.
I thought she was so pretty when I was watching this movie. I didn't care about her chest.
Yeah.
But I was a kid, so I don't, you know.
But
I didn't realize how bad this movie was.
It's awful, man.
You should never watch a movie past a movie when you were younger. If you saw it at 12, you shouldn't watch it at 24.
You got to watch it knowing that like that was the time. Like you watch the old Ninja Turtles, but they're the puppets and the mouth moves all weird.
Right.
It's like,
because then people are like, you ruined my childhood.
Yeah.
Well, you're still dwelling on it at 30.
Yeah, get over it. It sucked.
By the way, you can't ruin something that already happened. It's done.
Yeah. And that's funny. The grown-ups made this shit.
Right.
Like, they weren't like little kids. No, it was all grown-ups that was like, all right, we got this. This is the good take. This right here is the good run.
The good run after.
All right, this right here, we got it. We got it right there. Exactly. That was it.
So we got like, and they probably did like 6-7 times, and that's the best.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the bad takes were like?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tell me she don't sound just like her.
A better
version. Well,
obviously better, but.
Because she's reined herself in to like at least a good series of 7 notes. All it was like,
found the place. Finally found the place.
She's insane now, right?
Vanity?
Really?
Like, well, first of all, super she's religious. Not Vanity anymore.
Oh, super religious.
Super religious.
She married. Videos right there talking about it.
Yeah, I think she's married
to
a preacher.
She's crazy religious. She is Denise.
Yeah, she's married to a preacher, and he is.
She is crazy.
Well, she was
religious.
She was pretty
after
big.
I got saved. I threw away all my old tapes that I sang.
You know what that means? She was a freak. She was a freak.
Yeah. That's what they get you though. They shame you into thinking everything you've done. It's awful that you can't even be like, well, at least my past was great. Like,
you know what sucks is there's always the one guy who's the first one to hook up with her after she stopped being a freak. And he was expecting something. He was like, oh, Vanity.
I remember that video you made.
What is this?
Well, my name is Denise now. I'm like, oh,
here's
God.
A sheet with a hole in it. Go ahead and put the sheet over me and put your pee-pee through the hole.
Can I titty fuck your small breasts?
Imagine that you're the dude now
that she's wearing. Can I just bounce it off your chest at least?
And you knew what kind of fucking freak she was. Now
it's fine.
You don't get
but
it.
The first dude didn't.
Yeah,
know.
But you don't get none of that now. She's not doing that no more.
That preacher dude, he don't want none of that.
She's not doing that no more.
He's in the church.
He wants it. Don't know he wants it.
I'm in the church.
You know how sad it is to be pulling up old videos of your own wife to jerk off? Yeah. Like, she's right there.
Of your former self. Yeah. Of her former self.
Yeah, like who she used to be. Like, she's sitting. She's laying down right there. She's in bed. And you're like, oh, man, 1987 Vanity.
I can't wait for a Bible study tomorrow, honey.
Bible study.
So I can learn more about the Lord. Oh, you want to learn about the Lord?
I'm going to go get online.
Shit. Trying to learn all about religion, the Lord. Man. You ain't trying to learn about your own husband, is you?
You're trying to learn about his dick.
You want the Lord's dick up in you?
It's religion, man. It's this shit. I sent Andy this thing today. He didn't get a chance to send it to everybody else. But it's about the Duke. I can't say their name. Is it Duggars?
The Duggars.
Duggars?
The Duggars. The 19 kids and counting family.
Should the Duggar girls hashtag fuck first?
Well, that's just attention-getting hashtag.
Well, the thing about... Well, there's a reason why there's that hashtag.
It's hashtag fuck first?
This whole article is by Dan Savage, who... full disclosure, I'm a fan of Dan Savage. I like his...
Wait, gay?
I like... Yeah, gay.
Gay.
I like his...
penis?
I like his column that he writes, where people write in, ask some questions. I read it when I'm at the draft house and in the paper.
Right.
I like his It Gets Better campaign. I like the jokes that it's been able to spawn. Like Louis was like, I should do one of those get betters, like to tell guys who look like me, if you just hang in there, it gets better. It just gets better. So he says, I saw this magazine. There's a magazine. It's that one. I saw that same magazine, and I had the same thought that he had. Okay, so. He says, full disclosure, I'm a dirty sodomite, and no one, capital letters, should listen to anything I have to say about anything ever. I can write whatever I want, of course, because it's a free country, but there's one thing I'm not allowed to write about, the Duggars. People like me shouldn't even think about good people like the Duggars, which is funny because the Duggars, children included, think thoughts about people like me. The Duggars, for those of you who don't watch TV, are the stars of 19 Kids and Counting. Okay, we're going to stop right there. I've always found the thought of 19 Kids and Counting very creepy. I've always thought that.
It was going to be 20, but really? She had a miscarriage.
It's fucking creepy. Okay.
Have you seen the show?
19 and a Ghost.
I've watched it like I kind of half. Watch a lot of reality shows. So I kind of half-assed watched it one time.
Yeah. Right.
But
I've watched it a little bit.
I mean, the show is going to be the same thing.
They don't on the show. They don't play up any kind of weird cult beliefs. It's just a family that
and
obviously
make no mistake. They're
religious.
Cult.
Well, okay, but they're religious. It's just a religious family who's all living together, and all the kids have names that start with J, which is weird.
I think doesn't the father have a J name?
I don't know if the father does, but every one of the 19 kids does.
Yeah, well, the father's name is Jim Bob.
Jim. Okay, so they all. Jim Bob. But all really? Even the girls have J names.
Yeah, well, he named Jade. Named us the same.
One other than that, they all live under the same roof, and they like the show chronicled them moving out of their smaller house into their bigger house, and just the stuff that is required for that many people in the house, like the 8 loads of laundry per day that they have to do, and all. It's more about that, and then obviously the religion comes in a little bit, but they don't really portray them as like freaks, you know what I mean?
They're just, they're fucking
nice people.
Freaks. Don't be fooled. Okay. Jim Bob Duggar and his wife Michelle Duggar, the couple with the 19 kids, are hardcore fundamentalist Christians and members of, and this is important, the Quiverful movement. You want to see some fucking freaks in action? Look up Quiverful sometime and read the tenets that they ascribe to, and then think about the way you laugh at Scientologists. Just do that for me. Quiverful members aspire to have as many children as possible, arguing that to win the culture wars, the faithful must literally outpopulate the enemy. So they want to outfuck everybody.
Because they're looking at Mormons like, you guys are going door to door. That never works.
That never works.
Just fucking pop them out, man. Indoctrinate them from birth.
Scored it in.
It's also a patriarchal cult that teaches that. They teach this, mind you. Men are leaders, teachers. Men are leaders, teachers, initiators, protectors, and providers. And women, what are the women, you ask? Well, they're helpmates who serve men by being submissive and yielding. Yeah, you try to explain that shit to sell that shit to a black woman. Try to sell that shit to my wife and see what happens.
Man.
Wow.
Submission is also demanded of children, particularly daughters, because it's always about daughters.
Yeah.
It's about that sweet virginity.
Because the more you can have, you can get more of those sweet little babies
out. Kids out.
The Duggars, the Duggars, thanks to their TV show, are the world's most famous Quiverful family.
Mother Duggars.
Their prior claim to fame involved a swiped family photograph and a parody motivational poster. Vagina. It's not a clown car. No, okay, whatever. Last April, a copy of People was sitting on the table in the waiting area at the place where I get my hair cut. There was a photo of white guys. They're not in there talking shit about, you know, the shit that we talk about in our barbershop. So there he's looking at the fuck up. First of all, there was no ebony in there. That tells you what kind of barbershop he was in right there. Okay, because this would not be in the black barbershop.
My barbershop has no magazines.
Exactly.
You're in and out, man. You don't sit around.
Jet magazine?
They have the newspaper.
No Jet Beauty of the Week?
The newspaper is...
The only reason that newspaper is there is because somebody left it.
No, I think they leave it out. I think there's a couple... It's like a Sports Illustrated, probably.
So no bootleg CDs in there?
No bootleg CDs.
No Ebony magazine. No Jet.
No local rapper CDs in there.
No local rapper.
Maybe
no
the Essence magazine that came out of the woman's shop in the back.
No bootleg movies either?
No flyers.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got the newest joint, though. This just came out.
Nobody's selling Egyptian musk. Nobody's selling oil.
Nobody passing a jar around to raise some money to buy Lil Dante some shoes.
Some uniforms.
Yeah, like fresh shea butter.
That's not happening. No flyers for local parties coming up. None of that.
Hey, yo, I got this block of shea butter. You want me to shave some off the top for you, man?
Local party with a DJ.
None of that.
No black products.
Nobody coming in trying to sell you some barbecue.
No shea barber. No
zero black products.
Why is there always an old lady to bring it in food?
I got ribs, baby.
There was a dude who had one of them barber places on wheels outside the barber shop.
Yep.
Bringing food in.
Yep.
He'll bring in samples. Man, bring me the plate. I'm just lunchtime. Bring me the plate.
What do they have for dessert?
Pecan pie. Or sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie.
Or peach cobbler.
Velvet cake. Peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler was a big one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Peach cobbler and sweet tea.
What you make today? I got some fish. I got some greens. I got some mashed potatoes, and I got some.
I got this peach cobbler.
A lot of starches in there.
You got a lot of diabetes on that plate.
Starches in there.
A lot of diabetes.
Got some sweet potato casserole going in.
We used to get some ill Jamaican food that way though. It was like, I got me some escovite fish, some oxtail.
Nobody's debating.
Like, oh, word. Let me get that and that and some soupies.
Nobody's saying it's not good food.
I never got an oxtail.
What?
There's nothing there, man. I'm like,
because you know what? Because you know what? First of all, they're giving you the ends.
Look, you about to be mad.
Oxtail, like the further to the cow, it's a tail. Nothing, you know what I'm saying? But like, if you get the ends, one, you're paying a full plate for the ends, and that's how they get you sometimes. Like, I've watched them. Like, don't give me that so stuff over there, man. Just give me guano over there. So,
do you eat ackee?
Yes.
Oh, what is that?
Ackee? Yeah, man.
What is ackee?
Ackee is it's a fruit. It looks like it's a yellow fruit. It looks like
scrambled eggs.
It looks like scrambled eggs. But if you don't clean it right and if you don't pick it at the right time, it's poison and it'll kill you.
It's disgusting.
Okay. Someone had to find that out.
Yeah.
Someone died of that.
Just like when somebody ate blowfish for the first time.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason why mankind's gotten to this point. There's a lot of pioneers that
a lot of trial and error.
Ate, you know. Yeah. Hey, try those berries, man.
Ackee. So you eat ackee?
Yeah, man.
You eat codfish?
Ackee and saltfish and codfish.
You eat codfish?
Yeah, red snapper.
With the head on?
Depends.
You cook with the head on, though. You leave the head in the pot?
Yeah.
That's some creepy shit.
It's for flavor. Goat
you open soup. Up the pot and there's a head just looking back at you like, oh, Jesus.
Goat head soup looks like that. Like, you just like, you stirring around and all of a sudden.
And all of a sudden the eye rolls on the side and the eye just looks
at
you like
a jawbone.
Like, you didn't have to do this to me. And then it goes back into the thing. Oh.
Like a jawbone just comes out of nowhere. You're just like, oh, man, he's, well.
Jamaica is like Thunderdome.
Exactly.
What the fuck's going on over there?
Exactly. There's a lot of shit happening in Jamaica.
Hey, you want some snake ice cream? Sure.
But we use everything, man.
Use everything you possibly can. But
Chicken foot soup. All that.
Rabbit.
All that. Rabbit.
Jamaicans eat rabbit like rabbits going out of style.
Yeah, which is not.
It's weird. My family didn't get into it.
There's no reason for that.
My family really didn't get into it because we couldn't get rabbit easily here.
Really?
But
you can't get it here.
Jamaica is one of the few times.
Get it in Jamaica.
Rice and peas and rabbit.
that's the dish. Oh, rice man. And peas and rabbit.
And the big peas.
They're not even peas. They're like beans.
Yeah, and tripe and all that. But oxtail and stew peas were my personal, man. I love that joint, man.
You shut up about the oxtails.
Man.
Anyway, last April, a copy of People was sitting on the table in the waiting area at the place where I get my haircut. There was a photo on the cover of Jill Duggar, one of Jim, Bob, and Michelle's nine daughters.
Jill, Janie.
Holding the hand of her fiancé. A Duggar engaged, screamed the headline. Their extreme courtship rules! Meaning not their extreme courtship is the best, meaning the rules of their courtship. Okay.
Oh, they're extreme.
I snapped the picture, added a mildly snarky comment, and tweeted it out. That was at 2:37 in the afternoon. Within 4 hours, a post detailing the creepy viciousness of my tweet went up on Twitchy, a right-wing website that targets liberals and progressives on Twitter. And by the way, this is exactly what we're talking about with the PC Army.
Right.
This is what Artie Lang was talking
bully.
About.
Bully.
This is what Artie Lang was talking
He's
about.
He's a bully.
Jill Duggar, one of Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar's 19 children, is engaged to be married, but Dan Savage isn't wishing them well. No, the guy behind the It Gets Better campaign and also voted for Obama, I'm just throwing that in, campaign is much too busy obsessing over their virginity. Jill and her fiancé have chosen to wait until their wedding night to consummate their relationship. In Savage's world, that's not just uncool, it's downright shameful and worthy of derision. I don't think it's shameful well, why in his didn't, world, but
why
okay.
Why didn't Dan Savage tell us what his snarky comment was? Was well, it something wait, about coming. Their sex life?
It's coming.
Okay.
Twitchy's outraged followers, the only kind of followers they have, blew up my Twitter feed for a week. So what was the hateful, vicious, shameful thing I said in my tweet? What was that snarky comment? Just this. I'm guessing hashtag fuck first isn't one of their rules. Fuck first is one of my rules, and it's not even a rule. It's a suggestion. I encourage couples to fuck first on Valentine's Day, wedding days, and anniversaries. Fuck before that romantic meal or wedding reception because you'll be too exhausted, full, or drunk to fuck after. That's a fantastic suggestion, yeah. By the way.
That
when
is
I,
true.
When I read it, I was like, that's a good ass.
That's a good idea.
Suggestion.
Yeah, why wait till
that's,
after?
That's right up
and
there.
And then you
with,
might do it twice.
That's right up there with young dudes. Howie, I'm looking at you.
Howie.
Young dudes, before you go out on a date, jack one out first.
Yep.
Get that evil out.
Get the evil
okay?
out.
Okay, get the evil
just
out.
Just once.
Jack one out.
Just once.
Before you go on a date. That's grown man shit that you don't yep. know about yet. Okay.
Your mind is going to be leveled. You jack can go on this date out. And be like, either I can listen to her or not.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know about that yet. Yeah. That's grown man shit. Couple of things are going to happen. One, as Romaine said, your mind is going to be even. When you jack mm-hmm. one out, you'll feel better. Your shoulders are loose. You're standing up tall.
You're 5'8 yep. now?
Yeah. Everything will be good. That's number one. Number
he
two,
might be 5'10.
If you do luck into fucking later, you'll be able to fuck longer. That's some grown man shit that y'all yep. don't know about yet.
First
that's
impression.
A good idea.
First
that's not always good, though.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Jack one out first.
I'd rather go long. Oh, I'd rather go long on the side.
I'd rather go long.
I'm just
rather
have
control. I'm trying to
here's
impress.
The thing. You can't come back from a short. You can't come back from that. Like you once you get that rep. Oh, this.
I
nigga
think just, you can come yeah. back.
But
I
you
don't
go
think so.
You go long.
Not too
you,
short.
You can yeah. always. You know
not
what?
Not too short. Not
you
too long.
You can come back from a short one if it's passionate.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's like passionate, angry, like pulling hair.
That kind of passion.
Pulling hair crazy.
But you made me wait until after the motherfucking movie.
You can come back from a short one. But if it's just, you can't come back from that.
I've been holding it.
No one comes back from, no one comes back
I'm
from
sorry.
No one comes back from I'm sorry.
I'll let myself out.
You need a good 15.
Of my own house.
You need a good 5 to 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 35.
That's why you jerk one out. You
jerk
get on
one
some
out.
Grown man shit. Yep. You go to the movie. You go do the thing. And yeah. then,
you get your recovery on.
At what point do you realize that as a grown? That's when you're like, now you're a man. You realize that like.
I think someone tells you. Everyone had someone tell them.
You mean
that.
I jerked the shit
out? No, it was the
Holy
movie.
Shit.
It was that, what we call it.
Something about Mary.
There's something about Mary.
Yeah.
That's when I did it. That's when I started doing it. Yeah.
Jerk one out. You notice how Tim said, that's when I started doing it?
Yeah.
That means you do it. That's some grown man shit. You jerk the shit. You shouldn't be unproud of it. Well, now you got more control because you're older.
Well, I'm older now. Well,
so you're more in tune
the problem
with your
is
body.
The problem is I need to...
need more filth.
There's a whole lot of shit going on. I need to hold off.
Yeah. Wait till you get into a steady long-term relationship and that woman knows the things that you need.
Yeah.
Then at some point you become like, I can't leave this bitch ever. I'll never be able to fuck again. She knows exactly what I need. She knows that I like have my nipples lipped and a finger and just the tip of the finger in my ass. Not the whole finger.
Just the tip?
To the first knuckle. She knows that.
That insinuates practice.
And
that's like, oh, she did the whole thing. She was like, hey. There's a conversation had after
I'll
that
never
shit.
Find this shit again.
And you can't let her go because like she knows this now.
Yeah.
And now she knows this.
I don't want to teach this to another bitch.
Can't have you out in the ether spreading that shit around.
Tell all book.
Yeah, you don't want two people knowing that. That's too
just
many.
Just the tip. Bye.
She's going to have to go missing.
So Dan Savage says, I honestly couldn't see what was so vicious about my tweet. Neither could I.
Doesn't have
but
to be.
I understand
it,
how the PC police think it is. And as a Catholic, I'm prone to guilt and self-reclamation. Read that word for me, Andy.
Wait, hold on. Where are you? I got the article up here.
Right there. That word right there. The top of the thing.
Oh, a self-recrimination.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I didn't mock Jill for waiting.
Anything right there.
I didn't mock Jill for waiting to fuck her fiance until her wedding night. No, he didn't. I was only highlighting the fact that my rules are different than the Duggars' rules. Yes, he did. We can safely assume that Jim Bob, Jim Bob and Michelle. If I meet a dude named Jim Bob, I'm like, you racist.
You got like seven kids, don't you?
And he makes you call him the whole thing.
Get the fuck out of my face, you racist motherfucker.
Ask him to say white first, so make sure it's not the white.
Jim Bob.
Here's my son. Here's my son Jedediah and my daughter Jedediah. And Josiah and Josie.
Jedediah.
And Jan.
For a week, angry twitchy readers scolded me for having the nerve to even think about the Duggars. More than once, I was bitter because a nice girl like Jill would never marry a sad, angry man like me. He doesn't want to marry any of their daughters, nor does he want to marry any girl.
Okay. Right.
Twitchy readers who knew I was gay called me a rude and filthy cocksucker. And told me that I should leave the Duggars alone and stick to sucking rude and filthy cocks. What? A guy can't multitask? And that's why I like him. Because he is quick to throw the joke. That's why I like him and his writing. To go on television, to appear on magazine covers, to put your family at the center of a reality show is to invite comment. Exactly. You made yourself a public figure. Mm-hmm. You put yourself on display
on the front of a magazine,
and now people are talking about you. You don't get that. And for the record, I don't know if they've said anything about the comments, and I'm doing rare quotes,
right,
that he said. Real Housewives knew it when they signed up. Top Chefs knew it when they signed up, and the Duggars knew it when they signed up. And the Duggars aren't just on TV. They're say that word for me, Andy.
What, self-recrimination?
right there at the top, first word.
Oh, proselytizing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
On TV.
Interesting.
Which that means they're spreading the word of God.
Here's my son, Jell-O Pudding Pop.
At the heart of this reality show, and Jell-O? By the way, this is what people say about this show. At the heart of this reality show, depiction of extreme motherhood is a growing conservative Christian emphasis. On the importance of women submitting to their husbands and fathers. Again, try to sell that to a black woman or my wife. Or Andy's wife. Give it a shot. See what happens.
It's not going to work.
You know what sucks about that? Like the whole submit thing?
Yeah.
Is, you know, if you're supposed to preach it in a way where it's, if the man does things for you, the submission, it's basically like, him being in charge isn't him being in charge. Yeah. He's not like, oh, I'm the final say of this. It's, we work together, you know, my protection for your submission, kind of. Not like, and submit's the wrong word, because everyone sees submit as like, oh, this is horrible, I'm not going to submit, I'm going to be in shackles later on. Like, no.
I'm a strong
woman. We give ourselves to each other. It's just like a biblical way to say it, but it's just.
I like to say it like this, is that the king's top advisor is his queen.
Right.
That's his top advisor. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be his viceroy or his battle lord. I mean, the king knows if I'm going into a battle, I need one of my generals who devises a strategy for me. But all my tactics and stuff like that are overseeing the kingdom. My top advisor is my queen.
Right.
Period. End of story. That's the top advisor for the king. That's the person you go to for any. That's the person you take everything to.
Right.
On the other side, when the king makes a decision, the queen should back his decision. End of story. She should back his decision. End of story. Right. I'm going to back your decision because you're my king. I back your decision. The decision that you make, I back it.
So when the king is like, we're going to bring Romaine in to have sex with him.
Obviously, like, that decision was back because Romaine was in there. So
somebody called?
That's how I feel about it. The king makes and my mother would say it as, the man is the head, but the woman is the neck. The neck turns the head.
Right.
That's an error problem.
And people are taking...
Every Christian person will throw that at you.
Right.
The man is the head of the family, but the woman is the neck. The neck turns the head.
Right. And the thing is, like, you have the Bible, which is like... Yeah.
But this shit about... what
people
the fuck,
translate it
what
weird.
The fuck I say goes, I...
Yeah, that's not how you do it.
I can't get behind
it. It's that same type of attitude that allowed slavery. Like, oh, man, no, these are the black people. We can do what they want. See what it says in Ezekiel? Like, right there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to rub my dick in his face. You know?
I can't get behind that.
Also, who takes orders from a guy named Jim Bob?
Like, what Michelle kind of, Duggar?
Right. Well, he goes by the full Jim Bob. Like, that's what you call yourself as a child, maybe.
Yeah. A little baby.
That's a little baby boy. At some point, he becomes Jimmy.
Or he becomes Bob.
James. And then he becomes James.
James, yeah.
And then he goes back to being Jim.
Not as an adult.
Yeah. Call me Jim.
20 children.
or Bobby.
My name is James Duggar, but you can call me Jim.
With J names.
Yeah. What's your name? James Robert Duggar.
Or it's Mr. Duggar to you.
You can call me James. When we get close, you can call me Jim. But right now, you call me James. My wife calls me Bobby.
Yeah.
And she's the only one who gets
my wife calls me Dick Master James.
fans of TV novel Large Family should not overlook their comprehensive ideology that argues that family planning and feminism are cultural scourges to be eradicated. Family planning, access to birth control, and feminism aren't the only things that Duggars would like to see eradicated. Their eldest son, Josh Duggar, works for the Family Research Council, one of the 38 organizations designated as anti-gay hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. This fall, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, and various little Duggars. That's such a snarky line.
Here's our family, jamming on the one. Here's our twin sons, Jermaine and Jackson.
They all made appearances at campaign rallies for rabidly anti-gay, anti-choice Republicans. Republican candidates. They stumped in Kansas for Pat Roberts and Sam Brownback, in Arkansas for Tom Carton.
Is our daughter Jacket first?
And around the country for anti-choice measures. Michelle Duggar recorded a transphobic robocall, I heard it, against a proposed LGBT civil rights measure in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So yeah, the Duggar family, politically active TV stars with anti-gay and anti-choice agendas, are thinking about people like me because he's gay. And they're not very nice thoughts. They're actively working to harm families like mine. I think that gives me the right to think thoughts about them.
No,
I think it does too.
No, yeah. It's cruel. He's a bully. He's mean.
And you, like, the Duggars are in a way, because they're open to all of this, you can criticize their movement because, like, that's part of who they are.
Because they're opening themselves up to criticism.
So, of course. You know, now you can
put yourself on display, so you open yourself up.
But it's also no surprise that's what they're there for. Like, yeah, they're doing this for the kids and to have the kids be part of the Quiver movement. Mm-hmm. They just happen to find a way to make money at the same time and expose it. You know, they're not upset that people are talking stuff to them and all this bullshit. Like, no, they want this to happen because they want you to know that, like, we're coming for you. Like, this is literally their marching
A lot of religious movements, they seize on one specific element of the Bible, and they're like, this is going to be everything to us. Mm-hmm. And for them, it's be fruitful and multiply. And I mean, that's literally what they're about. And so, like, no birth control, no homosexuality. Men should fuck women and have children.
Under the covers with the lights out, with the man on top of the woman.
Because they wanted to fuck a lot.
And never pull out.
Does Jim Bob, like, knock one out first before he does anything?
No.
Waste
knocking
sperm.
One out is wrong.
No
Don't
sperm
waste
is wasted.
Sperm. You keep that sperm inside of you because it's only for procreation.
Just walk up to her, hey, I just need to knock out this first one quick. But the real one's tonight, baby.
Yeah. Where do you think the word jizz came from? It's a J name for all of the load.
She walks in at the perfect times. She walks in at the perfect time.
Daughter just walked in on a jizz joke.
So I pretty much forgot about the whole Twitter Twitchy blow up until I went to get a haircut again a week ago. That's when I saw it sitting there on a table by the door, a month old copy of Us Weekly with Jill and sister Jessa Duggar on the headline. The headline: The Duggars, our rules for love and sex. These people sure do love their rules. Pick that up right there at the top.
All right. Randolph had to go raise his daughter. The Duggar family rules for girl children recapped. Dad, quote, auditions potential boyfriends for you. Your parents read all your texts. All dates are chaperoned.
Jeez.
No hugging allowed. Not even a Christian side hug. No holding hands until after you're engaged. You have to get engaged. You have to put a ring on the finger to hold the finger. Yeah,
I can see the hug part because, you know, you never know. He's like, hey, baby, you know, you feel that there? You feel that right there?
I'm hugging. No holding hands until you're engaged.
Engaged.
Your first kiss takes place at the altar.
The altar.
Duggar girls are always clothed.
Stop right there.
Okay.
What happens if you're at the altar and you lean in to kiss somebody and the motherfucker can't kiss?
It's everyone likes that.
Male or female. What do you do?
They practice.
Well, what happens in that first kiss when you realize, because, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes when you kiss somebody the first time, you know right there, you're like, all right, this ain't.
There's gonna be some bad sex going.
This
on.
This ain't going nowhere.
It's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be some.
Have you kissed a bad? Had a bad kisser?
Nowhere. You want to keep it going?
Yeah, I'll finish that paragraph.
What's that?
You ever had a bad kisser?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's pretty bad.
You ever had a good kisser who's just turn not them that over. Attractive?
Yeah.
And you kiss them and immediately they become fucking
super attractive.
Amazing. You're like, I don't give a fuck that you're 80 pounds overweight and you got an eye in the center of your forehead. Yeah. You've can
been practicing
kiss.
With somebody.
You can kiss.
You've been doing something with somebody.
So I'm a rub on your hunchback.
Because I know you like that.
Yeah.
Because it has a nipple on it.
Yeah. One knuckle deep in your hunch. Your first kiss takes place at the altar. Duggar girls are always clothed from the neck to knee to avoid arousing men.
To knee.
Jeez. Also,
arousing men.
No dancing, which encourages sensual feelings, warns
no
mom.
Dancing. Nice.
No romantic novels. No beaches. Because like, you'll see people beaches? Who don't have a lot of clothing on.
Ah.
You'll see skin.
Wow.
Because again, it's that religious shit. It's that... I can't help what you're doing to
men
me.
Men can't control themselves.
So you have to fix it. That's what the catcalling people are like. You make me feel this way. Yeah. I can't stop myself from talking to you, so you have to fix it. It's that shit. It's like wearing a burqa. I can't fix how I can't control myself. So, ladies. waiting to ensure there's no regrets, Michelle Duggar told Us Weekly. Marriage counselors, divorce lawyers, and advice columnists weren't asked to comment, but if we were, here's what we would have told Us Weekly. Ha ha, our offices, conference rooms, and columns are packed with people who waited and have regrets. All right, he's going off on tangents now.
Yeah.
And once a Duggar girl is married, says mom, she is never allowed to say no to sex. Oh.
How old are they?
Quote, Duggar women don't get headaches, Michelle told Us.
Wow.
You always need to be available when he calls.
Whoa.
What?
And if you're not always available, if you do get a headache or you're just not in the mood one night or if it turns out that your husband prefers dad's auditions... Then you're to blame when your husband cheats on you.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm on board with that.
that's not a bad rule.
I'll be honest.
But it does take away it takes away the part of the chase that you still want to have in a relationship. Like you just can't say no. Like I'm not saying that you can't say no. Like you can't.
Oh, they can say no.
Shit. So I mean, you can say no.
They can definitely say no.
Like you can, like,
first
yeah,
of all,
you can
Mr. Rapey
no.
Man, you're looking rapey right now.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to like say the right.
Not look
sentence.
Rapey.
No, I'm not trying to look rapey at all. It's like you should be able to say no. I'm just saying.
Creeper.
It just like making them say yes takes away the.
Well,
the foreplay part. I think foreplay is.
Well, you don't have to make them say yes because they're going to say yes.
Because it's not like nothing's fun about
sex. So you just walk in and take your dick out.
Yeah, nothing,
right.
But nothing's.
But they're not going to suck it.
Yeah, there's nothing.
They're not touching it. They're not sucking it.
There's
they're going to lay on their backs.
But they can't say no if you want them to.
Under the covers with the lights out.
If you want them to do
whatever. There's nothing romantic, I'm saying. I guess it's not romantic, but it's nothing.
They have to say yes if you ask them. If you say, I want you to touch it and suck it, they can't say no.
Yeah.
Really?
And also,
they
don't have anything about women initiating this. I guess it's always the man's
call. It's always the man, maybe? Too.
Maybe she can she initiate?
Think about the level of deviance that these men are carrying around. Because you know it's the men.
Yeah.
Think about the level of pure deviance that these men are carrying around.
There was this artist, the name escapes me, but if you can look it up, she does this thing where she's clothed. I don't know, she has some clothes on, but the crowd is allowed to do anything they want to her. It's like a art, kind of artsy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like performance piece.
Freak show.
Right? So people were able to like either take off her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people had like, you know, it was, you know, there was like things on the side, like a little paddle to like spank her and stuff. No, they weren't like not that far, but like something like a paddle. Maybe you can poke her with this like weird thing, and people you were able to see how far people were able to go when they knew
the deviance of people's minds
that she wasn't going to do anything back. And she stood there for like 2 hours. She like the piece was 2 hours, and she just stood there and let what anyone wanted to do happen. Some people just took pictures. Some said hi. Some shook her hand. Some people were like, oh, there's paddles? I'm going to... And it just started, like, hitting her.
I just paddled $1,000.
Yeah. And
it's the deviance of people.
Yeah, man. So what I'm saying is, like when someone can't say no to you, that's kind of fucked up. Like,
I'm telling you, think of how deviant these dudes are, but they don't have no access to dark shit. No. Well, they probably do.
I don't even want to.
Well, they have it.
Because guys will find it.
I mean, it's
it finds them.
The men don't have as many rules as the women. The women are the ones who.
How can you be romantic in that setting?
God says be fruitful. God says God doesn't say light some candles.
Yeah.
He just says be fruitful, multiply. God does not care about romance.
All right. Well, here's what Christian said. And he puts it: a girl's value is entirely tied to her virginity. That's why all these rules are for women. No one cares about them because all these rules that this quiverful people have apply to the women. They don't apply any rules to the men.
And these are people that don't know the Bible enough because they skip Song of Solomon, which is one long ass like love song. It's literally a one long R&B song.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Song girl. Of Solomon is that's hey, like girl. What that's what that is. So romance
take
is
my
a
money.
Yeah.
Just say
my
yes.
My house
girl.
And my car.
It's like your breasts like towers, Baba. And she walks right in as I said that. That's awesome.
Always. She always walks in around those parts.
I'm just not going to say nothing.
It's the rules,
about that
girl.
At all.
You have to say yes.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say no. It's against God. You'll go
all
to hell
you
if you don't
do
suck this
is
right now.
Say yes.
Do you want to go
these
to hell?
Are, those are some of the Duggar rules. And then he puts his. Here are some of mine, Dan Savage. Don't wait until your wedding night to fuck your fiance for the first time. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Sexual incompatibility leads to divorce. That's true.
Not if you don't believe in divorce.
They do not.
Right.
Don't marry young. I believe in that. Yo, people who marry young are much likelier to wind up divorced. That's true. Howie.
Yeah.
Don't marry evangelical or fundamentalist Christians, as they have a higher than average divorce rate. I didn't know that. I'm sure he did a study. He wouldn't write it down if he hadn't. According to a study conducted by a private Christian school, Baylor University. And by the way, Baylor just started allowing dancing on their campus like 45 minutes
cursing.
Ago.
They just started allowing cursing.
It was Footloose, basically?
I had no idea.
It was Footloose, dog. I swear to God.
I'm from Waco.
They had no dancing on the campus.
And I had no idea.
You couldn't dance on the campus of Baylor.
How? And I was like, why is it so why is it boring around here? Okay.
Yeah, so motherfucker. You know what those motherfuckers would do? They would decide to drive 100 miles to Dallas or 100 miles to Austin.
Or just go to the fucking.
You either go left or you go right.
Or you go to the boat.
Because we can't do shit here.
There's a river. There's a boat in Waco.
I don't like how none of this sounds.
Yeah. There's a river boat, quote unquote, party that you go to.
Isn't Waco dry?
What do you mean?
Isn't Waco dry as far as alcohol?
No.
You can get that weak ass beer. It's not dry.
There, yeah.
As far as liquor.
Yeah, yeah,
what's the little town outside of Waco that's dry?
I don't know.
Duggarville?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
I have because I drove through it and I was like, hey man, can I get some wine coolers here? And I was buying wine coolers. They're like, we don't sell those. What?
Never heard of it.
No. Don't marry evangelical, blah, blah, blah. Despite their profound family values, evangelical Christians have a higher than average divorce rate. In fact, they are more likely to be divorced than Americans who claim no religion and decline.
Yeah, fuck religion.
Don't marry into a family like the Duggars. Quiverful families, despite how the Duggars come across in their reality show, are actually pretty scary in reality. Almost all the Quiverfuls are dominionists. They believe the United States should be under the dominion of conservative Christian men, basically the ones who just won elections right now. They've had it with all these Buddhist and Jewish presidents, which haven't happened, and that we should all have to live under biblical law. The Quiverful Dominionist plan is to outbreed and someday outvote all the secularists, liberals, and non-dominionist Christians who oppose theocracy. The Quiverful movement takes its name from a Bible passage, which says, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. That's Psalms 127.
They care about is fucking.
They took one psalm.
Oh, God.
Right. And they made that their whole
can't. And made a religion around it. Like the arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth.
Right.
Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. So not only do quiverfuls want to impose theocracy on the United States, they think of their children as weapons towards that end.
You know what you need to do? Whenever you meet someone like this, always ask them, what's the verse before it? And they'll always be like,
I don't give a fuck about that.
You have to, because like a lot of times they like to go to the Christian backup box of why you're oppressing me when you ask me these questions. Just ask them, so what's the verse before that? I want to kind of get a context because,
right.
And they can never do it.
No, they're cherry picking.
They never do it.
They're cherry picking. I mean, they're cherry picking.
And it usually ends the conversation on their
end. It's fucking creepy.
It makes them run away. Instead
it's
of sitting,
creepy.
Yeah, and
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Why is he asking weird questions?
That's what they call having sex with their wife on the wedding night, cherry picking.
He closes with So the Duggars believe that women should be virgins on their wedding nights. I happen to disagree.
Cherry popping?
I think women should fuck first. Men too. It's too late for Jill and Jesse. Jill and Jessa. They're both already married, and they were virgins on their wedding nights. Good for them. Honestly and sincerely, I wish both of them well. I hope the marriages are long and happy ones. I hope they beat the odds in their sexual compatibility, young marriage, and fundy Christian fronts, and that neither winds up divorced. I also hope they abandon the quiverful movement. And I hope that, and I hope for all the unmarried little Duggars still being pimped on television and dragged to campaign rallies, I hope they all get out from underneath the thumbs of their crazy, controlling, virginity-obsessed parents.
Bully.
I hope they can one day go to the beach and dance. I hope they fuck first. And I hope that the gay Duggar, which will probably be one of the boys, science, the more sons a woman has, the likelier the younger ones are to be gay. Doesn't suffer too much when he finally comes out to his crazy parents. Oh, he gonna suffer. Don't think he's not.
Oh, yeah, he gonna get it.
First of all, he's not coming out. He's not.
He's gonna repress that. He gonna kill all of them.
He's gonna start killing people.
He's gonna be like, Dad, I have this mission to go to in China.
Yeah.
And then he's never coming back.
Yeah.
I know we should have named him Jinx.
I also hope he gets married to a nice man someday. But after fucking him first, of course. Final line, always fuck first.
It's good advice.
Fuck first.
So many unhappy women in these, like, oh, is it Tuesday? He's gonna do that thing again.
Religion people, I like how they get to pick and choose religion. I saw a thing just today about, okay, so Thanksgiving's coming. Stores opening at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving Day. That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I don't see a problem with it.
You can't. I do. You can't let motherfuckers have one day off.
Movies have been doing it for years. No one cares.
I think it's disgusting that movies do
it. But there was no outcry.
I've always thought it was disgusting.
You turn on the TV, people are working.
I don't like it. Give people time off. Let them put in things. I don't like the NFL, that the NFL makes
all the concession stand people have to work.
Beyond the teams.
All the parking lot.
The concessions. Let people have a fucking holiday. Let people have the parking lot people.
There's nothing wrong with shutting down for
a day. But you know the deal. You don't take the job.
American people is, it's not even so much don't take the job. The American people are willing to come for the product, whatever the product is.
Yeah.
I just like it. What I don't like.
You're going to watch the game on Thanksgiving.
What I don't like is.
Grocery stores are open.
People who defend it in the name of.
You forget some ingredients?
In the name of, you shouldn't have fucking forgot your ingredients. I've worked on Thanksgiving. It ain't fun.
Well, work is not fun in general.
Yeah, I don't really.
I've worked on Thanksgivings. I find it reprehensible.
In certain areas, people from certain cultures who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, who don't mind going to work.
I don't have a problem with that. You live in America now, baby. You get to reap the benefits.
And that's my point. You knew what you were signing up for. You know people watch football on Saturdays or on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
On holidays.
And people need groceries on Thanksgiving.
I can do without football. I can do without holidays. I'm about people
you.
In society. But they, I know.
It's about me. It's about the billionaire.
Who doesn't give a fuck.
Y'all gonna be running around the field today, right?
While I'm eating my turkey? If no one went to the store.
And that's the point is that people are going to line up to go shop at 6 o'clock at Macy's.
That's the only reason why.
I don't like that.
It's gonna get worse and worse too.
On Thanksgiving, there's some places where they're open until 12 for people that want last minute ingredients, and they'll shut down.
Oh, they'll stay up until 4 or 5. Yeah. The grocery stores stay up until 4 or 5.
The gym's open from 9 to 2.
Yeah,
we should not be open.
What do you mean the gym?
The gym
on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Thanksgiving Day, 9 to 2.
Well, it's a lot of lonely people too. Let's not forget that.
Right. Just do what the fuck I do. Just get up and run around your neighborhood on Thanksgiving.
What if it's
morning.
Raining?
It's cold on Thanksgiving.
You don't get to run.
Reason on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving
can't miss
morning.
A workout.
It's gonna be one person in the fucking gym. Some one deranged motherfucker in there.
Obsessive.
I mean, I'm the lonely guy too on Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So
I've gone to grocery stores on Thanksgiving Day.
You haven't been going on Thanksgiving.
I'm seeing family this year, but
I've gone to the store on Thanksgiving to buy a pizza.
I was about to feel forced to invite him.
Nah.
Welcome to come, man. My mother's coming. She's forced cooking.
But no, I mean, it was mostly my
she's
fault.
She's Jamaican,
you know what I'm saying?
Too.
But, you know.
Romain's going to bring over something with a head in it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Your mom's going to cry.
You're welcome to come.
Well, I've been that dude on Thanksgiving.
I never put the shit out to Andy because Andy don't come.
No, I got shit going on.
Do you?
You know what that equates to for Andy usually is? I'm going to sit on the couch.
Last year I went and did something the year before that. Sometimes I mean, I do just sit on the couch. My wife and I will eat together.
People who don't have anybody, I probably should reach out to Herbie and see.
He may be in. He may be going to see where his wife's family.
His girlfriend.
Slow down.
It wasn't every.
Why did I say wife?
But it wasn't every.
Point being that these people who talk shit about how dare people complain about stores closing and stores should be opening and blah blah blah, they're the first ones to defend the guy from Chick-fil-A for closing on Sundays.
Hell yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He closes on Sundays because it's part of his religion. We don't work on Sundays because God said on Sundays, rest. Well, God also said, don't give money to gay shit.
There's a lot of religious shit, though. There's a lot of people who wouldn't want stores open on like Jewish holidays, but they're not in the majority, so the stores are open. They wouldn't want stores open on Christmas Eve, but enough people go. So to me, it's like, yeah, Thanksgiving is a big deal, but not everybody gives a fuck about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Some people don't. Some people don't have a family. Some people just enjoy going to stores when there's, you know, when there's like a big sale. You know,
I just don't think it's wrong that even just have a holiday where it's just, hey, guess what? We're not doing shit. Like we can stop. We can stop for a day. You know, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
We can, but you shouldn't have to. I mean, you get on the internet. Someone's at fucking Comcast working over there. You're going to be sitting at the, on your phone all day.
Yeah, I mean,
so someone has to. You're causing people to work, whether you go to Macy's and line up or not.
Someone's got
to
be behind a camera.
You have demands that require people to go to work that day.
That's yeah.
You turn the lights on in your house. If the lights go out, you're calling to complain.
Well, okay.
I think it's ridiculous.
My argument there is that a lot of this shit's automated. Other than the guy behind the camera who's filming the games, and you know. Some of the people in the back who has to give the athletes their water and bring all that stuff, like that's all part of, like they've made that tradition for themselves for this holiday. Let them, that's them. But I guess, can we just not do anything after maybe 3 o'clock?
I think we can let commercialism go for one day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just let it go for one day.
And we're not going to because happen. There's money to be made.
Because people complain
about it all the time. And I'm like, that's because people go to the fucking store. Yeah. There's some piece of shit that's going to camp out.
Yeah,
and fucking go to the store.
They're gonna go
to buy a $5 scarf.
Now
that's normally $40.
To flip that around and be hypocritical,
you go get some deals.
It's not even the deals. Like, just for fun, I play stocks, right? And that's glorious. Go ahead and buy all that shit.
Yeah.
You can buy them Jordans. You're gonna make me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just buy them. Keep buying. Keep shooting each other.
They're
the Jordans.
Thinking of you when they open because you are exactly. I'm a shareholder.
I'm a shareholder.
Yeah. So they're thinking of you.
So we're all complicit. That's my point. We're all complicit in this. We can draw lines that this shouldn't happen, but we drive this level. Machine just
some,
like anyone
yeah,
else.
At
we're
some,
all consumers.
The only reason that's what I said. The only reason it happens is because people go to the store. If people just stop going to the store, it wouldn't happen.
Well, but no,
but that's
happens,
never going to stop.
It happens because people think Thanksgiving is important, and that's in their head. So you can zoom out even further and say, well, what the fuck? Who cares about Thanksgiving? I want to go to the store. So if you think Thanksgiving is important, you're going to say people shouldn't go to stores. But now you're saying everyone should think like you, and that's what I think. Yeah. Is like some people don't give a shit about Thanksgiving.
The culture
some
is
guy
about
from India doesn't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. He wants to go
live
open
in
his
this
bodega.
You live in this motherfucker.
American culture is a consumerism culture. So exactly. Like, there's no point where I wouldn't say no. There's probably a point where Thanksgiving was when everyone's quiet, the streets are quiet, people are doing things in their home or in the community.
When we were younger,
there was a time for that.
Yeah, but now it's
not. Because they didn't do that when we were young.
Is it Thanksgiving today?
Stores shut down.
Everything is open.
Everything shut down. Even like 2 or 3 days around it, things slowed down.
They shut down early for Thanksgiving.
Shut down. You got up in the morning, you went and played football with your kids. We played a Thanksgiving football game.
And there was a sense of community because like my neighbors would come out and be like, hey, you know, we got some extra pecan pie and people had stuff.
Well, then what things should be open? Because some things I think everyone would agree, hospitals should stay open, right? What if you break your leg?
You're talking life or death services. You don't have any choice.
But I'm saying let's zoom out from that.
Well,
you can
zoom out from that, but that's just common sense. Yeah. Life or death services, you can't not have that.
Emergency.
Someone's
always setting their fire.
Fire department, you have to.
Turkey, deep fried every year.
Usually it's the fucking person who's frying the turkey in the backyard and they fuck it up and burn the house down.
You're right.
That happens
every
year.
They didn't do it right.
Yeah. There was water on the turkey and I didn't know. And then that happens every year.
And they did it in the garage.
Yeah. You know, so emergency services you can't take away. Now you're talking about the fucking purge.
I'm just saying there are things that we all agree should be taken away.
But I think crass commercialism.
And then there's when you go beyond that, there now there's things that people disagree on.
Yeah.
Right. But that doesn't mean one is right or one is wrong. I think everyone should have their say in that. If someone wants to open their fucking store, they can open their store. If
I don't have anything about that. What I think is people shouldn't partake in crass commercialism. That's just me. Don't partake in crass commercialism.
Is it only crass that day? Is it crass on Saturday after Thanksgiving?
I wouldn't have a problem with people shopping on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. I do think it is crass that day. I think it is crass because what you're doing is you're demanding that somebody serve you on that day. On what should be a holiday for all of us, you're demanding that somebody serve you on that day. Whether you think it should be a holiday or not is of irrelevancy. We all call it a holiday.
Yeah.
So you feel like somebody should serve you. Now, some things are services that should be rendered. You don't have any choice. You don't have any choice but to have a fire department. You don't have any choice but to have police. You don't have any choice but to have the electric company. You don't have any choice but to have hospitals. You don't.
Facebook and Twitter.
Of course. Let's not get crazy.
But that's what I'm saying, where people start thinking certain things are essential to people.
You know, let's not get crazy. Essential services. But, you know, going to get that sale at Burlington Coat Factory. We can let that go.
That jacket's still going to be there.
It's going to be
like $8 next time. It's going
to be there from 8 to 4.
It's 4 today.
It's 4 today.
I can buy two of them.
It's going to be 8
they
tomorrow.
Can still, they can still make it 4 when it opens.
Don't they have like a different thing? Like it's the Black Friday and then it's a Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Right. That's and all then, from your computer.
Yeah,
but they have deals all weekend, don't they?
Yeah, now they do. And a lot of the Black Friday deals will happen throughout the month of December for a weekend at a time. So you'll get them back.
You can get that shit anytime.
Yeah.
It's the crazy people that go the night of.
Yeah, some insane motherfucker.
Because right, there's one deal that's...
You hate your family.
There's three of them in the whole store. It's like, we got TVs for $8.
Flat screen TVs.
But we
TVs.
Got three of them.
Right.
Yeah. So you have to like trample somebody.
Yeah, you better be here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right.
You willing to kill somebody for that TV. Just like, I'm going to stomp this nigga out.
I don't think so. I mean, my thing is if there's a demand, there's a supply. That's just the way it goes. I mean, I don't revere the holiday. I just feel like if I do, that doesn't mean everyone should, basically. Same with Christmas. And everything is closed on Christmas.
Yeah. I mean,
except for NBA basketball games.
You shouldn't be forced to celebrate Thanksgiving if you don't. But for something that's supposed to be regarded a national holiday, either you're content with having a culture of consumerism or just don't do anything. You don't go to another country, honestly. Like that's my litmus test. You don't go to another country. Let's say you go to the Day of the Dead in Mexico and you go, man, these stores don't open. These niggas, I can't stand them. You know, you don't do that.
First of all, you call them these niggas. So we know you can't. Right.
You can't.
It's pretty fucked up, Romain.
Probably need to do a little bit of
on the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, you know, you don't want to be that
this motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to be that dude.
These niggas,
right? You're angry.
There's
a parade through the street. You're trying to sleep, but like, it's Day of the Dead here.
Yeah,
shut up.
It's a holiday for them.
Yeah. So I mean, it's the same thing here. I think that kind of. Either you're going to be content with it being a consumer thing or you're going to have it be another thing. But
this country does a lot of fucked up things. We don't give paternity leave.
Not all companies.
Nope.
No.
We barely give maternity leave. We don't give really good vacation.
2 weeks vacation.
Mm-hmm. You know, the way
a lot of companies do four or a lot of countries do four or more.
A lot of countries do four or more.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
we don't even need to start talking about healthcare, do we?
That might be gone soon.
Yeah,
we all know.
We look out for each other,
and we all know why there's no universal healthcare.
We don't look out for each other as a society.
Because
we say let's rally together as a people.
It's like man,
fuck you, man.
But they're gonna take our Christmas.
It's another millionaire telling me to rally around.
Yeah.
Okay, so your friends can make more money, and you can make a little more too.
I say get on in it, man. I say, you know, if you can't beat them, join them.
Just become a millionaire.
Just put some money in some spots. And like, who's going to have to die for this? This dude, but not me. All right, I'm good. And you just keep.
That's how you get the money.
That's how you have to. There was a thing.
Caring.
Like when I first started getting into like stocks, whatever stuff, it was my friend was like, oh, go into getting commodities. And I was like, oh, wait, I want to do coffee. Everyone drinks coffee, right? I want to do coffee. The coffee bean stock went the product wasn't coming. And the only way they knew this is when you open the seed, there's a seed in there, you open it up, and then there's the coffee bean. So you don't know until it's done. Bad harvest. The way they were talking about it, on the like on the money show, they were like, oh, it usually is something bad like that. Oh my God, the coffee bean. Oh, it's awful. These people won't have anything. They're just like, oh, the coffee beans.
We can make money off this.
It's that. That means the price of coffee is going to go up. It's going to dip for a little bit because of the news. Then it's going to skyrocket because everyone's going to have to get coffee, but it's going to be worth more. And they're smiling it up. And I'm like,
well,
I can't.
It's like a great example is the day after 9/11 or the day the stock market opened up. Suddenly, like American Airlines stock drops because everyone's selling it.
Yeah.
So somebody was like, oh, shit, I've got to benefit financially from this. Or I've got to like dump these stocks. So that was their first move. It was like, oh, 9/11, what a tragedy. I get my broker on the phone. I can't be having this.
Yeah. And there's another dude who's like, hey, everyone sold their stock. It's on the cheap now.
I profit
it's going to be on the come up.
It's
going
to come back. Yeah. I'll buy it and sit on it for 2 years. And I've said it before. You guys know I've said it. I'm going to say it again. You want to make money seriously? You gotta not give a fuck about people.
Yeah. You just gotta not care.
The only way you can make any kind of money for real, real money, you gotta just not give a fuck about anything or anyone.
Willfully ignorant.
Yeah,
you gotta really know. You gotta hire some people that'll tell you the shit where you kind of go, well, these people like Justin Bieber, like the young kids that are fucking billionaires almost. Like, there's people waiting outside to see you or in the rain or whatever. And you're like, are they cold? Like, nope, I don't think they're cold, Taylor. I don't think they're cold at all. I think most of them coats, right? I think they all have coats. Oh, okay.
That guy's underneath the blanket. He's fine.
He's got a blanket. They're fine. Don't worry about that. Think about it. What's your set list for tonight?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to think about...
Just get her talking about her art. She'll forget about what
she was
saying.
She'll forget about the shit she just saw. That's the only way you make real money.
Ask about Kanye again.
You have to. Like, the only way outside of that is to know someone who's like, oh, there's a new technology coming out. And you're like, oh, okay, that's a chance.
I can make billions without killing people? Perfect.
Yeah, but other than
that's
that...
never going
to
happen.
But I'll kill people if I have to.
Not against it, really.
Other than that, sorry, dude, with the coffee beans, man. Sorry your family won't be able to eat tonight because the... Carver's didn't come in.
Where are we
400,
at?
500, 600.
Hour
damn, we have some good 14. Shit here. We can get to none of this.
Nope.
What y'all want to end with? Y'all want to end with Brad Paisley's racist joke?
Yes.
I got the video of it.
Or Pointergate.
Nah, Brad Paisley thing. Okay. Pointergate is a visual.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a longer conversation.
Too. Yeah.
It is a long conversation. Brad Paisley's just a joke.
Yeah. And you can hear it.
I got the video.
All right, let's play the video. We're going to do this Brad Paisley, and then we're going to wrap this up. Brad Paisley, country singer.
Paisley!
Did a song with LL about race.
Accidental racist.
Horrible.
Racist, horrible, horrible, horrible song.
Horrendous.
But okay, you know, I understand what you're trying to do.
Brad Paisley hosted the Country Music Awards, or was at least on the podium talking during this segment. And here's the joke. This was on ABC, and here he makes a nice, nice joke.
Well, welcome back to the CMAs. Everybody, there's usually a show on Wednesdays, a new show that I've fallen in love with. It is so funny. And so if any of you tuned in to ABC tonight expecting to see the new show Black-ish, yeah, this ain't it. In the meantime, I hope you're all enjoying White-ish.
That's a good joke.
That's a good joke. It's funny.
That's a really good joke.
It's a good joke.
And he delivered
it well. Timing was pretty good when he said White-ish.
Yeah. and we're at a country music show. We know what he means.
Yeah. You know what
the context
mean.
Is there.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if he's happy about it or not.
There's
like
a moment. Well, he was an accidental racist.
Yeah.
There's a moment for when these things happen, when the outrage community decides, are we going to, is this,
do we need
we,
to, are do we outraged?
Are we mad? Are we mad, guys?
Are we mad? Oh, we are? Oh, shit. Oh.
And they went for it.
So people are like, this is the most racist joke.
Most racist.
That's the most racist joke that people have ever heard.
Here come the tweets. Brad Paisley straight made one of the biggest racist jokes of all time. No, he didn't.
The show is called
is that
Black-ish.
Is that a white man in the picture?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So another white guy's going to tell me when to be angry? Gotcha.
Brad Paisley, how racist much? I don't even understand that.
Wow, racist much?
I'm sorry. Wow, racist much? What the fuck was that about Black-ish? Not listening to your right-wing bull anymore. Shame.
Now, here's the funny part. A lot of these people that are tweeting, they don't know that there's a show called Black-ish.
They didn't even know.
So that's maybe some of them know.
Which has actually gotten funnier. The first one not good, but it's gaining traction.
It's getting a little traction.
It's getting good, yeah. Brad Paisley just said the most racist comment on the CMA Awards. I didn't like him before, but now I can't stand him. Okay.
What?
Rule number one, if you have to ask someone if the joke seemed racist, it probably was racist. Well, it's
that's not
really,
a rule.
It's not, first of all, it's not a rule.
That's not a rule.
Number two, it's not a racist joke.
Who made
joke.
That rule?
It's not a racist joke. It was a funny joke. Here's the other side of the argument. Laugh out loud at all the liberals calling Brad Paisley a racist for that joke. Tell me again how it was remotely close to being racist. It was racist.
Please don't lump liberals in with
don't do that.
The outraged community, please.
Grow a backbone, people. Brad Paisley angers Twitter with racists. What kind of BS are people trying to stir up? Brad Paisley angers Twitters with racists. So what Brad Paisley said was racist, but having a show called Blackish is not racist. It's not.
It's not. That's not.
Neither one
either.
Of those statements was racist. You're probably a racist, Jimmy Davidson, Jimmy the Freak 88. You're probably a racist because you think the show Blackish is racist, and that's not what he was saying.
No, he's
at
saying
all.
It's not. He's saying it's not. He's saying if you think the joke is racist, I mean, he's actually saying what you're saying.
I'm sorry, but if this is racist and having a show called Blackish on the TV channel BET are also, well, she actually got it.
If this is racist,
Brittany
then that's
Basler, she said it. She said it better. It's not a racist joke. Comments. See, his mistake is he didn't say crackish. Then they would have thought it was funny. Besides,
crackish?
Isn't naming a show about a black family Blackish racist in itself? What? No outrages on that? Crickets.
People really try hard to make insightful points, and they fail miserably.
What would people say if there was a congressional white caucus? There is. It's called the Republican Party.
They should call comment sections false equivalencies
or
below.
A WET station.
False equivalencies below.
You mean all the other
stations? How about a white Miss America or an NAAWP? Would those be racist too? Well, then the opposite is true.
That's a good one.
Here's what racists do when they... they quote Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said, "Content of character, not color of skin." I thought they all wanted to be Americans and not color coded. They didn't have any problem with the fucking joke because they weren't watching the fucking show.
You know, I really wish Martin Luther King would have said more than that one sentence his whole life.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how really he only said that one
it's
sentence?
Like all, it's all he said, and then he like shut
that
the fuck up.
One sentence.
He said, well, he had a dream, and people should be judged by the content of the character.
And he didn't say anything after that.
He didn't say shit before or after that. I don't even know why he was famous, to be honest. I mean, he was around for years, and he said that. He was around for a few more years. I don't even know why the guy killed him.
That'd make for a great documentary. Just a civil rights leader who said nothing.
A 15-second documentary.
For years until this one point. Like, you know, he couldn't talk when he was trying to grow up. And he was walking at the right time.
He got arrested a couple times. And then he said this one sentence. And then he's a legend. He's a legend after that.
Civil rights.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. I hate.
People intentionally don't get jokes. It's on purpose. Getting mad gets them out of bed in the morning because they want to be better than something. They want to be right about something, so they do that shit like, oh, that's bad means I'm good.
Here's
I saw it.
Here's a fun one. PC, black equals good. No. White equals bad. Yes.
I don't like this PC.
Gay equals good. Maybe. Straight equals bad. Maybe. Muslim equals good. Maybe. Christian equals bad. Maybe. The only one I'm good on is the white. White equals bad. Yes!
Well, no,
secret squirrel.
But a lot of PC, like not, PC is the wrong term, but a lot of the ultra-liberal outrage mafia do anything straight white male is automatically
bad. Yeah,
it's bad.
Which
and
is
they
not
do
true.
They do sort of revere Islam and bash Christianity, often for the same behaviors.
For the same exact behaviors.
There is truth in that somewhere.
I'm more upset that people aren't clever anymore. That shows more to the stupidity of people than it is the racist, like, oh, man, black is whitish. Oh,
so here's a fun one. Blackish is racist. No, it's not. Brad simply pointed out that and highlighted the double standard. That's not what he was doing.
He just used it for a joke.
He wasn't doing that at all. So don't apply your stupid mindset. And that's the problem. Burr talks about that in his joke where he said that one time, look, now I said this joke. Now don't come up to me afterwards. I was fucking thinking it and then you said it and I don't want to talk to you. Okay, because that's not what I was doing. Okay.
Get out of the pool.
93% voting down color lines is a big example of racism that there is.
We can't just read comments. That's going to be a rabbit hole.
Yeah, like comments.
So, I mean, but
what happens
the rule is if you're a black person or a person living in quotation marks, the hood. That's you can use rule. That language, but a white person can't because That's they don't live like that or aren't a different color.
That's not a rule.
This guy wants to say the N-word so bad.
Exactly. All we're seeing, we're seeing is a bunch of like college-age white people getting offended on behalf of black people who didn't get offended.
No, not at all. I'm like, that's a good-ass joke.
Because they didn't see it.
They didn't watch the Country Music Awards.
They were right. They niggas turned on and was like, black shit on? What happened to black?
Okay. What is this whitest shit? I bet if you looked at Twitter, other people had made that joke on Twitter before he said it.
Yeah.
I guess blackish ain't on. I guess this is whitish.
Yeah.
That's an easy joke.
It's whitish right tonight. There. It's right an easy you. Joke.
Yeah.
He might have read the shit on Twitter.
He might have just been reading tweets.
You know, I've been reading Questlove's tweet page. Tweet line. You know. Queet line. Is that a new thing?
Queef line?
So, first of all, has a black person ever hosted the CMA?
Oh, no.
No.
Well, you know what? I take that back. Yes, they have.
Cowboy Troy has. Interesting.
But he co-hosted. They let him co-host by himself.
Oh, with a woman.
Co-hosted
with a blonde. I bet you.
No, what's the...
You got to have somebody answer for him.
The mother and daughter singers, he hosted with the daughter.
The Judd girl,
the fat one.
Winona?
The fat alcoholic.
Yeah, that's the mother.
Someone's got to be responsible
for Winona's the mother. What's the daughter's name?
No, the mother's Naomi.
Ah, okay.
Winona's the daughter. And then Ashley is the actress.
Ashley is the actress. He hosted with the fat one.
How does she get out of there? Web
they got different fathers.
Oh. I was going to say, how does she get out of there? Out of there, disgusting.
Cowboy
web
Troy
of...
has a song called Hick Chick.
Yeah.
Just that's what he fucks. You too. Dixie Divas and you Southern Bells, all you redneck women, let you, today's hot country: trucks, beer, fire,
titties,
dirt,
cowboys,
girls, boots.
Boots. Yes, the dope lyrics
that I speak. Get this. NASCAR. Stetson hats.
Race.
Stetson cologne.
Black cowboy.
White people. Couple black people. Not that many.
Bell buckles.
Just shouting out random shit.
I got six black friends.
Spare tires. Flat tires. Mud.
Mud.
Horrific.
ATVs.
Shooting squirrels. Eating those same squirrels you shot. Consuming those squirrels.
Raccoons.
Eating raccoons.
This song is hilarious. Where are the hick chicks?
Right here.
He's basically saying,
line dancing.
He's
saying, where the white chicks?
Yeah. Where the white women at?
That's what line
dancing. Oh, boys.
That's what he's just trying to say.
Boys. Cut off jean shorts.
Where the white women at?
Cut off jean shorts.
Blazing saddles. Motherfucker.
Oh, boys, I've got something for you.
A skull ring in the back pocket. Dip.
Ball ornaments on your truck.
Shoot. Truck
oh,
nuts.
Boys.
What did I tell you about washing your hands after those cross mornings?
Ford. Chevy.
Real Sarah Palin. Real Americans. All the Duggars. Jimmy, Bob.
Plumbers.
Jim
Bob.
Jessa, Jackie, Joe Font, Josephina.
Mitch McConnell.
This is supposed to be country music?
Well, I mean, we can look up some of his other offerings.
Oh, my God.
And that's hick chick.
That's brave for a country, what he's a trying black to country say singer saying
where
that
where the white women at.
Where the white bitches at.
Basically what he's doing. He's
like, where does that play? Where is that going to play?
I've been in places like that, little country bars.
This song by Cowboy
Troy. They play
Troy
shit like that.
This is a curious title.
They play specifically that song. A place that is actually going to play a song that's like, hey, I'm a black dude and all these white women, I'm fucking all of them. Like, that's literally the song.
Cowboy Troy calls his brand of music hick hop. And this song is called, here's this suggestive title, I Play Chicken with the Train.
Cowboy Troy or his white marketing director calls it hick hop.
And he throws the word chicken in the title. Chicken. Pig's feet. Greens.
Sweet potatoes.
Things with heads floating around in them.
Pumpkin pie. Bobbing for apples. True Blood.
Pork rinds.
Hunter camo. Here we go. All the hicks and
chicks feel the flow. Big black train coming around the bend. Black guy.
Black train.
Black guys without black accents.
I'm telling you, there's an angry father out there like, are you listening to Cowboy Troy? You will not listen to Cowboy Troy in my home.
Black people that articulate.
Darius Rucker.
My hiccup sounds.
The saxophone player from Dave Matthews Band.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Also the saxophone player from the E Street Band. Rest in peace.
Kevin Davis from Jay Leno Show. Is that his name, Kevin? What's his
Kevin,
name?
It's not Davis.
Avery?
I forget his last name.
The black dude from Jay Leno Show.
Robin Quivers. Robin Quiverful.
Just rapping.
This is just a collection of
he's rapping over country beats.
He's like an alt comic. It's just all references. Belt buckles, tattoos, bulls horns,
the
leather.
The first part.
White bitches. Did I say that out loud?
Rodeo.
The first half of Undercover Brother when he was acting white.
Mayonnaise.
Whoever.
Mayonnaise.
Not Miracle Whip. Mayonnaise now.
Mayonnaise.
Getting married 7 times.
Robert Gumbel.
I play chicken with a train and then I cook chicken Gumbel, and man. Eat it because I eat chicken.
Brian Gumbel.
Brian Gumbel.
Because I'm a black country artist.
Tiger Woods.
Here's a fiddle. That's another country music.
A fiddle. Fiddle.
Fiddles. Lap steel guitars.
I wonder how many times he's heard in a conversation, "You're one of the good ones."
Oh,
that's his whole life.
Countless.
He's never not heard that.
Oh, he's one of the good ones. That.
Join me on the "One of the Good Ones" tour. Cowboy Troy with Darius Rucker and Kid Rock. We kind of think he's black.
A little bit.
One of the good ones.
He's about as black as we allow.
No, you don't, because you're still alive. You don't play chicken with trains, otherwise you'd be run over by a train, because a train can't move out of the way.
Yeah.
I guess this is like swag. It's like it's the same kind of shit. Like, I do great things. I do dope shit.
I do dope shit because my life is dope.
Like, it's like hood rich but country rich, I guess, or something like that.
Well, there's a lot.
What'd you call it?
Get you some of that.
By the way, that guy's a star. Get you some in of the that country world.
Cowboy Troy.
Yeah.
Get you some of that.
He's hurt. Get some of that black. Some of that black dick.
All right, we're like an hour 30 in.
Yeah, yeah. It's about time to wrap this up.
Oh man.
We want to thank Romaine Walters for the darkness for sitting in with us today.
Thank you for having me, man.
Both these podcasts, we hope you guys enjoyed them. We will be letting y'all know if this shit comes down. We are going to make it happen
early December,
so we'll be letting y'all know.
Romaine and Lettuce versus Three Guys On.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna call it versus, but okay.
No, that's a catchy name. Romaine and Lettuce versus Three Guys On.
Give me your stuff.
Yeah, my Twitter's that black one on Twitter, that black the number one. I'm the only guy that's like that on the internet, so please don't get it. Twitter.
You're right?
Twitter, yeah. And Romaine and Lettuce, check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well. And we got a Pure Colombian Part 4, November 21st, Wonderland Ballroom in D.C., so...
Pure Colombian Part 4.
Part 4.
It's a drug reference.
Nothing but trap music. Trap music and drugs.
Everyone gets drugs. First 50 women in the door get drugs.
Everyone look under your chairs.
Everybody gets drugs.
And you get a blunt. And you get a blunt.
So you guys come on back. By the way, I saw Stedman at the gym.
Stedman?
Yeah. Yep.
Oprah's
Stedman? Yep. She came in the gym. It's funny because my mother-in-law was here and she had just been talking about Stedman. She saw him in the mall.
So he's
like, I saw this good-looking black guy in the mall. I was like, you need to not talk like that around your husband. I'm just letting you know that before you get the shit smacked out you, but okay. And I looked and it was Stedman. And then I walk into the gym that same morning. Stedman's in there stretching out. I was like, oh, shit. Stedman. I told him, I said, man, I just had a conversation about you. I asked my mother-in-law was stalking you until I said hello. And he
until
came
I said
in
hi, get away.
Yeah, he came in.
Go on now.
He moves like an ex-athlete. He's like 6'7".
Now, how was the, did you shake his hand? Like, how firm is the grip?
No, I didn't shake his hand. I didn't want to agree. I didn't want to get nerd out on
I heard he's gay.
How often
I heard he's gay.
How often do you think he gets that? The only reason he's known is because of Oprah.
It's not wrong with that.
How maddening that would be.
You know what? It wouldn't bother me.
He's probably over it.
At you all day.
He's probably over it.
I would imagine he is. He's been with it for years. Yeah. He has to be.
He's probably over it by now.
Or he's probably like, oh, the only reason why people are going to know me is because he's a businessman. He's a smart dude.
But I'd say, and then he came in like 2 days later. You know? He was working out again. We talked about his diet and being on the road and how he's trying to stay consistent with his workouts. He came at a good time. He came in the middle of the morning. There was nobody there.
Yeah. He probably checked it, staked it out beforehand.
He came in the middle of the morning. And then he signed, because you got to sign in when you're a guest. He signed it all sloppy as shit.
Right.
So nobody could say, oh, it's a Stedman signature.
Ever since his diet, I've been playing baked chicken with the train.
There you go.
It used to be fried.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Baked chicken. All right, people. So come on back on Thursday. Be sure to hit us with some emails.
Three guys on at Gmail.
There you go. Be sure to check in with us on Twitter. Three guys on. I'm at Real Talk for You on Twitter.
I'm at Andy Klein 74 on Twitter. You know that.
I'm at Tim DeMond, and I never tweet.
He's not tweeting.
Right.
I don't tweet
you
shit.
Can follow him.
Does he want to? Just I say it on stage. Why would I tweet it?
And come on back, people. We'll be here for you guys. We are out. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And I'm Tim Miller.
That has been
Romain Walters.
We are three guys on Brother Darkness, and we are out.
Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces sometimes they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces, smiling.